The Justice Department says a former American counterintelligence specialist has defected to Iran. Monica Witt was in the U.S. Air Force for more than two decades. Now she faces charges of espionage, according to an indictment that was unsealed today. NPR Justice reporter Ryan Lucas is here to tell us more. Hey there.
Hi there.
So this is quite the tale. What more can you tell me about Monica Witt?
Well, she's 39 years old, originally from El Paso, Texas. She joined the Air Force back in 1997. Underwent language training. That's where she learned Farsi. Deployed overseas for several years, spent much of that time on classified missions, collecting what's known as signals intelligence. She was a counterintelligence specialist for the Air Force. That gave her top secret clearance, access to some very sensitive classified information. She ultimately left the military in 2008, worked as a contractor in the private sector for a couple of years, but she was out of government work altogether by 2010. And it was after that that she allegedly began pursuing a relationship of sorts with Iran. She ultimately defected in 2013, and she's believed to be there now.
And why? Did she have ties to Iran? What was going on here?
Well, the indictment tells a really intriguing story, and what it boils down to is this. She traveled to Iran in 2012 and 2013. These were a couple of all-expensive-paid trips to attend an anti-American conference that prosecutors say was sponsored by the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps. And while she was there, Witt makes appearances in a couple of propaganda videos. She ultimately ends up striking up a correspondence with a dual U.S.-Iranian citizen who is only identified as Individual A. They work together on a propaganda film here in the U.S. that's aired back in Iran. Now, Individual A is a very interesting figure here. The indictment says she was engaging in activities that look a lot like someone who is spotting and assessing people for possible intelligence recruitment. Witt and Individual A remain in frequent contact. Chunks of their messages are actually cited in the indictment. Individual A gets in touch with Iranian officials on Witt's behalf. And then in August of 2013, Witt flies from Dubai to Tehran. Before the flight, she sends a note to her pen pal saying she's, quote, coming home, smiley face.
Okay, so many questions here, but let me go with this one. She lands in Iran, and do we know what information she allegedly shared?
The indictment says that beginning with the day she landed in Tehran, she disclosed the code name and mission of a highly classified U.S. Defense Department program and the specific target of that intelligence operation. She also allegedly did online research, including using fake Facebook accounts to create what the Justice Department calls target packages. Now, the indictment says that Iranian intelligence folks then used those to go after Witt's former colleagues in American intelligence. Essentially,
oh, wow.
Iranian hackers use that information to help break into Witt's former co-workers' computer networks.
That all sounds not good from a national
right.
security perspective. Do we have any idea how much damage the information she allegedly provided may have caused?
That's a really good question. And unfortunately, I think it's one that we don't have an absolutely satisfying answer on at this point in time. The top national security official at the FBI, Jay Tabb, would not get into specifics when asked that question today. What he did say was that the information that Witt provided could cause serious damage to national security. But the bottom line here is that Witt had top secret clearance. The indictment says that she had access to classified information that included the details of ongoing counterintelligence operations, and importantly, the real names of sources and the identities of U.S. agents. That is, of course, all information that would be of interest to a foreign adversary like Iran.
Very much of interest. NPR's Ryan Lucas, thank you.
Thank you.